Hello, Sister Saint, Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I've been going back through my blog that I don't write on anymore, and I decided I'm going to recycle some of the posts into audio so that way I can get them on our website. And one of them that I just picked, which I thought would be a really good one, is one about good from Titus 2:5. And I love that word good because it's so simple, but it says a lot. And I'll start out with say that it is an awesome word that describes God. And I wanted to read Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Yeah, praise God, his truth is never going to end. It's always there. And he declares his creation is good. Genesis 1:4. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And so we're just kind of looking at some different variations of the word good here. We see the depth of good versus evil. Genesis 2:17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And so we see through the entire word of God that his people are to be good and do good. And we're going to read some of them. But first I want to start off with Titus 2:5 for the basis of the audio. I'm going to read Titus 2:4 and 5. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So before we look at the scriptures about good, I want to talk about the foundation of why we should be and do good. So Titus 2 is referencing those of us who believe and have a saving faith in Christ. We've repented of our sins, we're born again, and God has given us a new heart and a new mind, and we've become a new creation of which the Holy Spirit is in us, and we're going to walk in obedience to him. So praise God. We see that in the Old Testament. I wanted to read Ezekiel 36:23-28. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And now we see a mirror of that in the New Testament, Hebrews 10:14-23. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is a covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And so I'm sharing all this because the good works are supposed to be done through a true and saving faith in the name of the Lord and through the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a transformed person who's been born again. And if you haven't been born again through the biblical gospel, which is basically what I'm talking about here, then any of the good works you do, they're not of God, and they're not acceptable to him in the new covenant. And we see that in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it's not just the faith. We have to diligently seek him, which encompasses the gospel that we were just talking about. So anyway, moving on. let's go to the scriptures and look and see what is good for holy women of God. And I got a lot of them here. This is awesome. Loving God is good. Matthew 22:37-38. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And loving our neighbor is good. Matthew 22:39. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Let's see, loving one another is good. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Okay, loving husbands, loving children, keeping the home, being discreet, chaste, and obedient is good. Titus 2:4-5. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Let's see, being quiet is good. 1 Corinthians 14:34. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Submitting to husbands is good. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. Okay, here's such a controversial one in this world, it's crazy. Covering our head is good. I want to say that 100 times. 1 Corinthians 11:6. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. Oh, here's another one I want to say a lot. Dressing biblical, being shamefaced and not adorning is good. 1 Timothy 2:9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Oh, these are some good ones. Childbearing, having faith, charity, holiness, and sobriety is good. 1 Timothy 2:15. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. All right, helping the needy is good. Proverbs 31:20. She stretch out her hand to the poor, yea, she reach forth her hands to the needy. All right, this is a wise one. Seeking wisdom and having kindness is good. Proverbs 31:26. Well, we could read through Proverbs 31 for a Proverbs 31 woman and get a whole lot of these things that are good. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. All right, here's another one from Proverbs 31. Working hard is good. Proverbs 31:31. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. This is in reference to the body of Christ. Well, anybody really. We're supposed to be kind and loving to any of them. Comforting others, supporting the weak, and being patient is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Now exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. All right, this one kind of goes back with the Proverbs 31 about working hard. Not being idle or a busybody is good. 1 Timothy 5:13. This is talking about the young widows. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers and also busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Probably put in there, not gossiping is good too. We could be here all day adding more. Being grave, sober, and faithful is good. 1 Timothy 3:11. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. That would be us holy godly women. And it was talking about the qualifications for an elder in there. All right, being joyful is good. Psalm 149:5. I love this. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. And being merciful is good. Proverbs 11:17. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Being humble, meek, long-suffering, forbearing, and forgiving is good. We see that in Colossians 3, 12 through 14. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And I just want to say, I might have missed one in here. We'll find out as we go along, but forgiving people is good too. We just see that. We see that all the way through the New Testament too. We'll find out if I caught that one later. Preferring one another is good. Romans 12:10. Being kindly affectioned one to another in brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. We also see brotherly love is good. Being kindly affectioned to one another is good. All right, I love this because we're always talking about us sisters are. Shining your light is good. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I love that. Brother James uses that one a lot too. Oh, here's one. We love this one too. Well, we love them all, but some of them stand out more. Preaching the gospel is good. I like that. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Oh, and this one's a really good one too. Praying for one another is good. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All right, so while we're doing this, being righteous is good too, as we see that. Confessing our faults is good too. All right, studying the scriptures is good. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So rightly dividing the word is good, not being, so that way we're not ashamed is good. Shunning profane babblings is good also. 2 Timothy 2:16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. All right, blessing those who curse us is good. Romans 12:14. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Testing all things is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Let's see, moving on. Avoiding all appearance of evil is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. All right, sisters, are you with me on this one? Here comes one that the sisters that we're in fellowship with, we do this often. Rejoicing is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. I love that. Brother James is probably going to wonder why I'm getting so loud in the van here. Having a lot of joy going on here. All right, being thankful is good. I'm really loving this. This is awesome. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. I love that. And this one goes right along with that. Being content is good. Philippians 4:11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. You know, there is so much to be said about being thankful and content. You know, I've noticed anytime things start to build up, stack up, bring me down or whatever, I remind myself to be thankful, and it pretty much just washes a lot away, and it brings back contentment, and it focuses us back on the gospel and Christ and what he's done. So, all right, moving on. Being steadfast is good. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yeah, praise God for that. All right, being doers of the word is good. James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Yeah. Being blameless is good. 2 Peter 3:14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Being vigilant is good. 1 Peter 5:8. It's one of my favorite ones. Well, I keep saying that. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Yeah, we got to be careful about that. He is out there, and he's on our backs every day, isn't he? All right, being courageous is good. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yeah, I love that. Fearing God is good. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. This goes with it too. Trusting in the Lord is good. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Let's see. Watching our words is good. Psalm 39:1. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Yeah, you know, that tongue, we really got to watch that one. That's a really good thing for us to do. That's a big deed that really has to be overcome for some people. Some more so than others. All right, overcoming evil with good is good. Romans 12:21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Boy, that's pretty poignant there. Being tender-hearted is good. Ephesians 4:32. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Being anxious for nothing is good. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Yes, amen. Oh, here's one. Yeah, rejoicing in persecution is good. Sometimes we got to remind ourselves of that over and over and over sometimes. 1 Peter 4, let's see, 5 and 13. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? No, I got something wrong with there, not 5. Just verse 13, sorry about that. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Yeah, it doesn't just say rejoice. It's like exceeding joy and rejoicing in it. So, yeah. Being a peacemaker is good. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I like that title, being called the children of God. Loving your enemy is good. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Well, kind of goes right along with what we were just talking about. Keeping ourselves from idols is good. 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. I love how simple that is. not complaining is good. Philippians 2:14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. It also makes me think, I think I just shared this about a sister who does a lot of servant work from house to house for family members, and she does it without complaining. And I said, yeah, we don't want any quail in our teeth, like we heard the Israelites complaining in the desert that they didn't have any meat. God gave them quail, and as the meat was in their teeth, it rotted, and God was really mad at them for all their complaining, so we don't want that. Kind of goes along with this. Enduring hardness is good. I love this verse here. This is a good one to help straighten us up when we're being worn down. 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Yeah, not much to say after that. That's kind of like a rebuke to ourselves as we read it. Following righteousness is good. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Yeah, praise God. Being gentle is good. 2 Timothy 2:24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Now on the other side of that, flip that over. Contending for the faith is good. Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And kind of going along with that would be reproving, rebuking, and exhorting is good. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. Yeah, praise God, sisters. We could be here all day long. I went on and on this, but what awesome, wonderful words that we can look to be good, as Titus 2 tells us to be good. And anyway, maybe you want to go look up some more. I'm going to leave us with this. 3 John 1:11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. I guess that kind of wraps it up, doesn't it? All right. Love to you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.